Welcome back to Trenton High School. Tonight, the Tigers at home in the first round of the Class 1A state playoffs. I'm Mike Rideout, joined by the head coach of the Tigers, Adam Burton, in his second season. And, Coach, congratulations so far to date. It's been a really good year for you. Just kind of sum up the season to date. You guys are ranked number one in the state. You got a long winning streak coming in. Seems like you guys have been having a really, really good year.
Yeah, man. I mean, we're just, you know, embracing the grind. We show up to work every day, and, you know, I got four seniors that are really taking control of this team at the right time, and just trying to stay consistent rather than hot. And if we can stay consistent and play Tiger baseball, we should do just fine.
I know one of those seniors, it seems like he's been here forever, Michael Smith, quarterback of the football team. What's it like having Michael on the team?
It's awesome having him around. I mean, it's never negative around him. He's a competitor. He's the guy that, you know, he talks by the way he performs. I mean, he gets out there and he gets after it every day, whether it be practice or a game. And, you know, the other kids feed off of him.
Yeah. You've got a pretty good junior, too. Randy Fuller having a great year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Randy actually had a couple years off of ball. He come back, and, you know, I got him to come out and play last year. And for him, he can't throw. He's got some elbow issues. So we just let him DH. And with him focusing just on hitting, I mean, he's starting to really get the hang of it and excel and get comfortable in the box.
Speaking of throwing, how about your pitcher, Trent Simmons, 10-0, under a 1 ERA. What is it that makes him so effective?
He's an absolute competitor. You know, even in games, if he gets into a 2-0 count, would be the first batter, the last batter of the game, he steps off, recomposes himself, and, he, you know, not every day is his best day. But even on, you know, the days that aren't his best day, he gives us a chance because he comes in, competes, gets his ground balls, et cetera.
Let's talk about your last game out. You won the district title, so that's why you're hosting tonight. But overall, how was District 7 this year?
Very competitive top to bottom. I've been playing in this district, you know, throughout high school, and here I am 7 years later coaching. And, you know, reflecting back, the district was not that competitive back when I was in school. I mean, you had one or two teams that were generally at the top, but I would say, you know, this day and time, you've got more kids active other than just high school ball, and it's really starting to show around this area. And it's just really fun to show up and play ball.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was here last night for Trenton Chiefland softball, and I know you used to play at Chiefland, and you had to beat Chiefland in the district semifinals to qualify for the postseason. It's always a big rivalry.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it doesn't matter if we're 1-20 or 20-1. Right. If the two schools show up to play ball, it's going to be a dogfight every single time. That's how it's always been, and this is actually the first year that Trenton in baseball has swept Chiefland in years.
Wow, okay.
So. We got the big 3-0 on them this year, and look forward to continuing that.
Just a few more questions with Adam Burton, the head coach of the Trenton Tigers. They're at home tonight taking on the Wildcats of Pearson Taylor. Before we get to your opponent, Coach, how about some of the other guys on the team that have played well for you this year?
Yeah, Chase Malloy, he's locking down some stuff at shortstop. He's been making some pretty ridiculous plays. Really, my whole infield, they make the routine plays. The outfielders, they're getting to baseballs, and where I've seen a lot of growth this year, you know, from the whole team is the approach, our discipline in the box. You know, we're not swinging, we're not chasing much stuff. It's every at bat's a quality at bat.
Yeah.
And that's what we really try to, you know, ingrain in their head is, you know, take a quality at bat, you know, raise your chances of getting on base. And I'm not going to single anybody out. This whole team, this is a team effort. And, you know, that's what it's all about.
And I know you've stepped up in classification and played some bigger schools this year, but this 16-game winning streak, it sounds like right now it's a team that's playing with a lot of confidence coming in.
Yeah, we fell asleep one game, but we needed it. We got out to a hot start. I think we were either 7 or 8-0 at the time, and Santa Fe come over here, and they got us by two, and it was a wake-up call that, hey, you know, we can be beat on any given day. We got to show up to play ball.
Yeah. And then here tonight, you've got the Wildcats, a team that, kind of a surprise, they didn't win the district, a team that is ranked top 10 in the state. What do you know about your opponent?
I don't really know too much about Taylor Pearson. I know they're coached very well. I actually got a chance to go see them play one day this year.
Okay.
They're going to throw a Stetson commit at us tonight, so we got to be on our A game. We got to be ready to play ball.
Yeah. All right, Coach. Well, congratulations on a great season so far, and good luck tonight.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, once again, that is the second-year coach, Adam Burton, of the Trenton Tigers.